Hi, I'm Nathan Smith. I'm 17 years old and I'm gay. I live in Market Raisin, which is not far from Lincoln. I'm in full-time education at college doing dance, but alongside that I work as well. I live with my parents at the minute and I'm hoping to go to uni. That's what I'm trying to work for at the minute. And just keep myself really busy at the minute, find auditions for dance. My course is a two-year course. What we do is we do all different various types of dance. We do jazz, ballet, urban, street. We do like the world history of dance, and then we have the theory side to it, which is like anatomy. So we have to learn about our muscles and stuff, and we have to do that throughout the first year, which was a bit of a drag, but I got it done and got a good grade for that, so that was good. But the second year we're focusing in on contact improvisation, like working towards each other, like learning to support one another, and then we're doing contemporary, which will be really fun because that's my favourite style. I love contemporary. And then we'll be focusing on our FMP, which is our final major project, which goes towards our end grade, and we get graded like merit, distinction and pass. Then we'll be focusing on like how to get into uni, how to go through our auditions, because our auditions for uni will be practical, so we'll be working towards get our technique. Being out as gay in college, I was quite scared at first because I had a different view on that at secondary school. However, people accepted me there a lot better and they was more welcoming and they totally loved me for who I am now, so I just feel like I'm more comfortable in my own skin. And I'm not being like stereotypical, but there is a lot of gay people within the performing arts, so there's other people there in the same situation as me, which I found was a lot better, and all my tutors were fine about it. And I think if I wasn't who I am now, I would be a totally different person and they wouldn't love me for who I am today. So my friends have, like, treat me with so much respect and we have a right laugh about it, so it's all good. I didn't have such a good time at secondary school with being out because I didn't come out until, well, actually I was quite early for coming out in secondary school, which was about year nine-ish. Although it's really early, I knew what I wanted and people just had to accept that, and I confided in friends and they was really supportive, but there was a lot of like narrow-minded people there that didn't accept that. And like still going up towards year 11, I used to get called names and stuff every corridor you'd go down. I even had to get teachers involved with it, and it was horrible thinking that everywhere I turned around school I couldn't go without a name call or something like that. And I just thought there was no need for it whatsoever. I am who I am. Even in my younger years, even when I wasn't out, people would still bully me because I'd be around with the girls all the time, but I just felt really comfortable and I never rose to it. I didn't let it get to me too much, but there was times when it did, it really upset me and I didn't want to be myself, I really didn't want to go to school, so. But in the end I just learned to accept and that's all you can do. How they supported me at school, I would speak to my head of, yeah, she was absolutely fantastic. She spoke to other people, and then I think there would be like assemblies about supporting each other, like bullying and stuff, and she helped me get through it. If I was like feeling down or something, I would go to her and chill out for like a period of a lesson and stuff. So she was all for it, and other tutors, like other teachers around school, they obviously like knew I was, and they made me feel very welcome to talk to them. And because I did dance at secondary school, my dance teacher there, she let me use the dance studio whenever I wanted to just get away from it all, and that was like my little safe haven there. So it was really good how they supported me. When I told my parents about me being gay, my mum was the first person to know, and my mum wasn't really bothered. She was like, I always knew, so, which was really good. Because I've got other brothers as well, it's different. She was like, oh, you're like the girl I never had, but jokingly. But she absolutely loves me for who I am, and I couldn't wish for a better supporting mum. Whereas my dad, on the other hand, he grew up thinking that being gay was wrong and this